Nick, I assume that Salsa on the Square for 2012 has been just as hot as previous years.
You are correct.
How has it been going since the start? Crowd's been increasing, has leveled out, stay about the same, or give me an update.
About the same, meaning it's great. It's a ton of people, and it's great with Salsa on the Square because it's big, but it's not so big that there's no room to dance. We did a couple changes this year. We moved some chairs out and made a bit more space in the center, even further back on the square. So we have tables and chairs kind of going around the dance area, which has kind of improved the comfort zone on the dance floor because there's a lot of people moving and shaking down there. So,
who's coming up on Thursday night?
This Thursday, we have a great band called Son del Caribe, which features kind of a classic salsa sound with three trombones, sometimes four trombones, a very classic way to voice salsa music. Real classic salsa and mambo.
Are these folks from around here or elsewhere?
They are. Yeah. Yep. I try to feature on Salsa on the Square local music. I bring a couple acts in from out of town. But in general, we have such a great and talented Latin music scene here. And the only place to really see that is in a public way is at Salsa on the Square. There's just not many opportunities for these bands to perform at like the Taste of Cincinnati and other festivals. Just doesn't seem like they get the opportunities as much. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the time is just in nightclubs.
What is the history of Latin music around here? How long has it been flourishing?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a good friend of mine named Victor Velez. He's a musician, a photographer, and an author. And he put together a book. He hasn't published it yet, but it's all completed, called Salsa Natty. And it actually traces everything back as far as he can find in town. And it goes back quite a ways. I mean, to like, I would say the early 80s is when we had something happening. It was probably more in the Latin jazz form and not the straight up 9 or 12 piece traditional salsa band. But it goes way back.
Where was that happening?
I think it was in clubs. It was in nightclubs. As far as I know, it was in nightclubs. But it wasn't the same kind of thing, though. I remember when I had a band called Bailando Desnudo, and we were playing all different kinds of music, Afro-Caribbean music, which included salsa and merengue and stuff like that. And when we started playing, people kind of came out of the woodwork, and I think it was because it was in a dance kind of scenario, a dance band kind of scenario, where I think maybe before it maybe was a bit more Latin jazz, which is still awesome, but just not the same kind of energy possibly that these bands are.
So, it's pretty huge now, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think that the Dancing with the Stars and all of that thing has kind of elevated the dance portion and awareness of the music in general. But yeah, it's just a really great, fun activity for people to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Something else that's really great that you've been doing a number of years now, I think this is the fourth time around, is recording these artists and issuing a sort of a sampler CD every summer.
Yeah.
And you have another one on the way.
I do. Yeah, this will be, believe it or not, volume 4, which kind of blows my mind. It takes a tremendous amount of work to get, if you think about between 4 and 7, 9 to 13 piece salsa bands, mm-hmm. just the organization of getting those people physically in one place at one time is quite a challenge. But the CD has given us an opportunity to kind of bookmark this time, because I know that I want to look back years from now and say we did this mm-hmm. then and have some sort of record of this. And all of my friends, fellow musicians that kind of went the same thing. And it's hard as a band to record your own CD financially and time-wise. And this kind of every year gives everyone a chance to record one original tune that I give away. We give away 500 copies on the square to everybody, and it's just kind of a big thank you to everyone on the square, but also a way to document what's happening.
Visiting with Nicholas Rodina, Nicholas is responsible for the music that happens on Thursday nights here in downtown Cincinnati on the square. It's Salsa on the Square. And in specific about the CD that will be given away, as Nick said, very, very shortly. Can you give us a sampling of this year's?
Yeah. One of the acts we have on the square is a little bit different. They're kind of fusing Latin music together with kind of some American music also and a little bit different instrumentation in the group. Like there's a drum set, which usually doesn't happen with the traditional rhythm section. Usually it's a bongo, conga, timbales. But in this group, they actually have a drum set and some percussion. The name of the group is called Azúcar Tumbao, and it's a local band, and here's their contribution to this year's CD.
We're with Nick Gradina, who is giving us some samples of this year's Salsa Sampler, and that again was?
Azúcar Tumbao, a local band here in Cincinnati, led by Cliff Adams. It's a really fun, interesting band.
Coming up on Thursday night again, who we're going to look forward to on the Square Live?
This Thursday is Son del Caribe, real nice, we call it Fat Salsa from the 70s. And we have three more Thursdays, so total this Thursday is Son del Caribe. Next week, on the 23rd, I believe, is a band that I've brought back to town a couple times. It's led by a drummer named Brian Andrus. Brian Andrus is from Cincinnati. He moved out to the Bay Area in San Francisco probably in, that was probably 1999, 2000, something like that. And he's been real successful out there, and he's put together his own band called the Afro-Cuban Cartel. Brian's been back. He kind of closed the series last year and also the year before. Smoking great band. What's really cool about it is he flies in with kind of his core group, maybe his pianist and vocalist, bass player. But we'll use some local musicians also to fill out the horn section and the rhythm section, which is really great. It's kind of melting those two things together. And it's great to have a hometown show for Brian, and a lot of people come out to see it.
Now, this coming Thursday night, will these CDs be available?
No, not this Thursday.
You're giving 500 away in a very short amount of time.
500 total. I'm hoping that, you know, this year, I don't know what it's been, but this summer has just kind of collapsed. Like, it's gone by so quickly, and I'm so behind. Basically, everyone, I'm behind.
Well, you work your tail off. I see these posts on Facebook where you're constantly mixing somebody here or somebody there.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay away from the day
job. Very seldom get any rest.
Right.
Can you give us an idea?
I'm shooting for the second to last Thursday, which is when Brian Andrus comes to town, which will be the 23rd.
And how do folks go about getting them? Show up on the square?
Yeah. Basically, you have to show up on the square. What we do is we give away a certain amount on the breaks. So on the breaks, it's also on the square. We have a dance instruction, big dance class. So kind of during that, we just have a booth that's set up, and you just essentially come by, give us your email address, and we'll give you a free CD and some coupons.
You don't have to dance for a CD or anything?
No dancing. Anything goes, though, but, you know, no dancing.
Let's have one more sample before we call it quits for this evening.
Sure. This next track is from a band here in town that has been kind of gone through many different name changes and personnel changes. In years past, they were called Salsa Caliente, and then they were Acapulco, and now the name has changed to Clave Son, and the name change also accompanies personnel change and stuff like that, but it's kind of the same core people. And this is a really great tune. I'm really proud of this band because every year they keep getting better with what they're bringing to the table. So here's a track by Clave Son.
Sola, creyendo que mi vida era estar sola, soñando que algún día pueda ser que llegue lo que nunca esperé, porque me engañé. Si tenía tu mirada, no lo sé. Tan cerca de mí, y no la quise ver.
This is some of the music from the brand new Salsa on the Square Volume 4 CD put together by my guest this evening, Nick Gradina. Again, that was?
Yeah, that was a local band called Clave Son.
And the next Salsa on the Square, and there are, I think, three left.
Three left.
Next one is this coming Thursday evening beginning at?
7 o'clock. The event is 7 to 10 o'clock. Features this week is Son del Caribe.
Nick, some great stuff on this CD and some great stuff happening each and every Thursday evening. As always, a great, great pleasure. Nick Gradina is the programming director for Salsa on the Square and the producer of this CD. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Eddie. I appreciate it.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
ser la conquistadora de tu amor y de tu piel.